Yankees Passion Podcast.
What's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of Yankees Passion Podcast. It's your boy, Freddie, coming at you with episode number 85. And I know it's been a while since the last episode, but to be honest with you, man, like, I don't like to just throw episodes out, like, just to throw them out. I like to get all information first. So, I mean, yeah, I could have had, like, multiple episodes out there talking about Gerrit Cole in the middle of the injury and Aaron Judge and stuff like that. But I wanted to get all information because it'll just be blabber for nothing. Obviously, now that the season is coming to a beginning, we are literally on the eve of opening day baseball, and I'm very excited for the fact that there's baseball back. I don't know how excited I am for the Yankees right now, but we'll get into that. As you know, now it's going to start being way more common. More episodes are going to be coming. I'm going to be doing one every single time that a series is done. So, for example, we start in Houston tomorrow. That's a 4-game set, and there'll be another episode either Sunday night or Monday morning talking about the Houston series. And then we'll have another, then we have a 3-game set after that. So there'll be one coming out probably on that Thursday, which would be the off day. But that's how it's going to be for the rest of the season. We're going to get into it right away. Let's talk about what the Yankees have done this offseason, or how the spring training has gone. It's going to be very brief because I kind of went over the offseason for the most part, but I'm just going to say this. I'm glad that the Yankees did not chase after Blake Snell or a Jordan Montgomery at this point in the season, at this late in the spring training, let's put it that way. People don't understand. Like, I understand that, after the news with Gerrit Cole, everybody's panicking. We want a pitcher. Believe me, I still feel like we need pitching, clearly. However, it would be honestly, and you'll see, these pitchers waited way too long to get signed. And I don't know if it's a Scott Boras thing. I mean, you say that, but I'm sorry, you're your own man. If I had an agent, I'm going to be like, listen, man, I don't give a fuck at this point. I'm not going to start the season late because that's going to hurt me in the long run more than if I just fucking signed for a little bit less, you fucking asshole. I'm sure that Blake Snell is right now saying, shit, I should have took that fucking offer from the Yankees that I had, months ago, and I would have been in much better shape. But I had to listen to this jerk off, and now I'm here. So, I don't know. Basically, I'm glad because you're going to get a not-ready Blake Snell if you were to get him now. If you were to get a Jordan Montgomery, especially right now, which is what the Diamondbacks did. 1 year, $25 million for a guy that just basically, pitched his ass off and won a World Series with the Rangers. You're just, it's going to take them a lot of time to get to where they need to get. And even then, obviously with Blake Snell, he walks a lot of guys. And I don't know about you, I'm tired of seeing pitchers that just give bases to people. But that's where I'm going to leave that. Okay, because there's really nobody out there with the exception of Trevor Bauer, which I can get into a whole thing about that, how that's some crazy shit that nobody's signing him. The motherfucker was never accused of any, I'm sorry, not accused. He was never convicted of anything. I don't know what the fuck people are waiting for to sign this guy. He literally said he'll play for minimum. So I don't get it. I will never get it. It's the same way I'll never get why fucking Kaepernick doesn't play fucking football. It's the same stupid fucking reason. So, whatever. It is what it is. That's what's going to be. The Yankees could easily fucking use a Trevor Bauer right now, but they're not going to go after that, clearly. But as far as spring training and these injuries, man, I don't know where to begin with this because it's getting out of control. It literally is getting out of control. It's literally been like this for I don't know how many years, and it's almost frustrating because I don't even know what the answer is anymore. I really don't. Is it just the way that the Yankees are analyzing certain players? I mean, I would have to say that has to be it, right? because it's just I don't know what else to say. Like, these injuries are so consistent every year. We consistently have the most injuries out of any other team. I mean, it's not even fucking it's every year. And it's just, we have Gerrit Cole that so far they say he's not going to need Tommy John, and it's only going to be 1 to 2 months, which, again, that's for him to be cleared to play. I'm telling you right now, I would be fucking shocked if I see him start a game. Maybe he'll start one or two, but I don't even know if they'll even chance that before the All-Star break. I don't know. I feel like they're just going to wait till the All-Star break. And I guess it probably does have a lot to depend on where we are in the standings, of course. I mean, if we're just playing absolute shit baseball and we're in last place, they're not going to risk Gerrit Cole coming back. They'll probably just shut him down at that point for the fucking year if we're that bad. I mean, that's like if we're really playing like shit baseball. I don't know how that's going to happen. I mean, listen, I still feel a little bit more optimistic as far as our offense is concerned. Obviously, the addition of Juan Soto, you know, that's definitely going to help tremendously. Hopefully Verdugo, even though I fucking hate him as a person, he's a piece of shit, but you know, hopefully I'll like him as a player and he'll do some good for us. So I mean, our offense I'm liking. I mean, I feel like Gleyber Torres is gonna have the year of his life since he's on a walk year. I feel like Volpe's gonna have a much better, I don't know if he's gonna have that outstanding year. I mean, he did have a great spring training, but again, I don't like looking into spring training as how anybody's doing. Okay, like Giancarlo Stanton had a fantastic fucking spring training. Do I think anything different going into the season with Giancarlo Stanton? Not at all. Now, it could be. It could still definitely be where he's, you know, he did obviously slim down, and I'm sure he wants to get back out there. He's a perfect example of the reverse, like I said in a previous episode, of what I feel about Verdugo. I love him as a person. I mean, I think he's done a tremendous job at taking the heat. And, you know, I feel bad that he's unable to fucking get it together. But as a player, he's unable to get it together. And it's just frustrating to see him get injured from just running a base. I don't get it. I'm so out of shape, and I can fucking run to first base 100 times and I won't get hurt. This guy is in immaculate shape. He runs a fucking base and it's like calf injury number 1,000. So I don't know what's going on, but listen, hopefully, like I said, please prove me wrong. Prove me wrong. I would love to be nothing but wrong about all of this. I hope Giancarlo Stanton comes back and he doesn't even have to hit the 50 home runs like everybody, like he used to. Give me 25, 30 home runs with a fucking 280, 270 batting average. I'll be happy with that. I literally will be happy with that. I'll even go... See, 260 is now you're cutting it close, because I really hate, I'm not the type of person to be okay with low batting averages. I'm sorry, I'm just not. I really feel like 270 and above, you have to give me 270. You have to, man, please. But that's as far as Giancarlo Stanton. Judge, oh, where do I begin with Judge, man? Judge is a fucking great player, but I don't know, man. I don't know if it's just that we're babying too much. I don't know if that's really the case or if it's just Judge is a very fragile type of player. I don't know what it is, because it all started with Aaron Boone saying spring training. What did he call the dumbest shit I've ever heard in my life? I fucking, it baffles me that this is an actual term that they use for a player when baseball just started a month ago in spring, and we're in spring training. And I know it was to some count of saying like exhaustion, like spring training exhaustion, something like that. I mean, dude, really? You play fucking 3 innings, if that, a game. You know, you have 1 or 2 at-bats a game. Are we really getting exhausted in March? So obviously that wasn't really it, because he went for an MRI on his fucking abdomen. So, I mean, again, I don't know if... I don't know what it is with these people, these players that we have, that I really don't. I don't know if it's just that they're really not that hurt, and it's just that the Yankees are telling them, listen, if you feel a fucking pinch, you let us know. And it's just, they're just coming out with that. Maybe, I mean, listen, when you play a game of baseball at that level every single day, you're going to have some aches and pains, man. You're not going to feel 100% every day. It's just not possible. But the difference is that there used to be a baseball had players that would understand that and say, hey, as long as I am not like physically fucking broken, I can fucking muster through a game or two feeling a little bit of pain. I mean, I'm not going to feel 100%. My muscles are going to be achy. There's no way I'm going to play every game and not feel achy, man. But you fucking play through it. I mean, we're not playing football here where you're constantly banging bodies, dude. You can run a couple bases. It's not going to kill you. Like, I don't know what it is about the Yankees with these injuries, but it's definitely frustrating. Now we have DJ LeMahieu, who's another one that, man... Listen, I'll be the first one to say when he was up for free agency, what was it, 2 years, 3 years ago at this point? I think it was 2 years ago. I could be wrong. It might be three because it just feels like so much shorter. But I was one of the ones that like really, really, really were shouting for the Yankees to sign this guy. I don't care what it is. Sign him, sign him, sign him, sign him. Now, granted, it's based off of what he's given us at that time, which was great. But still, I mean, shit, what a fucking... I've never seen such a downward spiral after a signing. Like, he just went down fucking hill from there. He was never the same player. He had foot injuries after foot injuries. And again, we're at another foot injury. I mean, it's just... I don't know what it is, man. I don't know if it's... I would say it's the way we're working out, but I'm pretty sure the Yankees recently changed their you know, training team. Maybe they just got another shitty... I mean, yeah, it's possible they can get another shitty training team. Maybe they're telling them what they want out of their training team and they're not letting the training team really do what they want according to different players. Because you have to understand, there's not going to be one regimen for every player. Each player has a different type of workout that they need to do. And... like, you know, Aaron Judge is so fucking big. He should not be doing too much weightlifting. He's such a big dude. He doesn't need to be doing that all the time. He has enough power. You can have a little bit of weightlifting to keep him in shape, but you should not be killing a guy like Aaron Judge, Giancarlo Stanton, that's already 6 foot fucking seven, 280 pounds, with weightlifting. They don't need any more. You're just going to strain their muscles more than they need to be. Get them flexible. That's what I would focus on with those guys. Keep that. They're so big that they may walk a little heavy. Get them a little bit more flexible so that when they fucking do dive for a ball, when they do run, their muscles aren't stretching out as much. Like, I mean, I'm not even a personal trainer. It's common sense, man. I don't know what it is. I don't know why we continuously have these injuries. I still feel like, you know, we're bound to have another one coming up. I don't know what it is. I mean, I'm not trying to be the pessimist fucking to the baseball season right now, because believe me, I'm beyond excited for the Yankees to start playing baseball tomorrow. And listen, like I said, I do feel good about the offense. I feel good by where we're at. We got Juan Soto, which fucking, as we all know, Juan Soto is a fucking tank. I mean, the guy plays 160 games a year, and he plays well 160 games a year. So, I mean, we need more players like that that would actually play a full season instead of resting every other goddamn day. And I'm not trying to knock Aaron Judge either, because, I mean, he's obviously a fantastic player. I get being precautious, but, I mean, at the same time, it's just like, dude, please, like... Can we stay healthy for the love of fucks? Like, let's just stay healthy, man. If we lose staying healthy, then at least we know what we have and we can lose. But when you have like health injuries, it's just so goddamn frustrating, man. I want to go into the season watching all these guys stay healthy. I wanted to see Garrett Cole pitch tomorrow with Aaron Judge and fucking Juan Soto in the lineup and DJ LeMahieu and Gleyber Torres and a healthy fucking Jesus Christ, I'm lost. But Anthony Rizzo, you know, that's a big piece that we can have if he comes back healthy, lefty with power. I can definitely use that. Man, we could have a solid offensive lineup. Austin Wells is actually, you know, looking pretty nice as a catcher right now. I'm feeling pretty good about him. And with Trevino backing up, that's not a bad, you know, duo right there. As long as they stay healthy. Like I said, I think Volpe's going to have a bounce back a little bit more. I don't know if he's going to be batting three freaking, you know, Derek Jeter style, but I do feel like he's, you know, he's going to be a little bit more productive, hopefully, this year. Last year was just one of those things where you're probably gritting through it, trying to stay relevant. It's your first year in MLB. You're probably trying a little too hard. I think this year, him knowing like, hey, this is your spot. You have nothing to worry about. Just fucking be you, man. Just be Volpe. That's all we want. You don't need to be anybody. You don't even need to be Jeter. Just be Volpe. That's all we want, man. Be the guy that we were afraid to trade to everybody because you were killing it. That's all we want. Just be Volpe. I don't know what we're going to do about third base because I don't know how long we can really rely on DJ LeMahieu to be over there. I mean, I guess you have guys like, you know, Oswaldo Cabrera or Peraza that can play over there, but I don't know, man. I feel like the Yankees have had a third base problem for a long time. I really do. It's been a long time since we've had a third base problem, and it's just every year I feel like, man, can we get a third baseman? And now we may even have a second base if Torres does walk after this year. I don't know. I don't know how it's going to shape up. Like I said, I mean, listen, Marcus Stroman is looking fan-fucking-tastic, okay? Again, he was already looking fantastic when he played for the Cubs last year until he got injured. So, you know, you have to take it. We all knew he could pitch. It was, again, the question of, can you pitch a full season? Can you give me the innings? Can you be that solid three? Can you? And listen, if he could pitch like that, that's a solid three. If he could stay healthy. Carlos Rodon is one of those things that he's back and forth sometimes. Sometimes he looks fucking lights out. Sometimes he looks a little shaky. And it's hard. It's hard being a two-pitch pitcher because you really have to have that command. If you don't have command, you're a two-pitch pitcher. It's not easy to get through a lineup. But, I mean, this is a guy that, again, at the time of when we signed Carlos Rodon, he was like the... He was just behind Gerrit Cole for ERA within the last like 5 years prior. So he knows how to do it. I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt of the injury last year. I'm hoping that he can come back and be the Carlos Rodon that we signed, that we thought we were getting. Listen, if we could do that, Nestor Cortes can be Nestor Cortes that we've known from 2 years ago. That's a solid 1-2-3, okay? That's a solid 1-2-3-4 when Gerrit Cole comes back. But right now, that's a solid 1-2-3. If that can be a stepping piece. Clark Schmidt, again, very iffy. He's a sinker ball pitcher. Problem with that, if you know baseball, sinker ball pitchers, you have to get the ball down. The problem with sinker ball pitchers is if that you miss on that command and you leave a sinker up, it is one of the most hittable pitches in the game of baseball. Sinkers are dominant when you can get the ball down because they're very good at disguising as looking as a straight arrow fastball that breaks in on your hands if you're a righty. I mean, obviously, it depends on the pitch, but, you know, that breaks in on your hands or breaks away from you at the last, right when you're starting to swing. But again, if that ball stays up, it looks like a juicy beach ball, and all you got to do is swing, and that thing is getting sent. So I love sinker ball pitchers because that's a ground ball pitcher. You're gonna get a lot of quick innings. Usually you get less pitches. You know, you're not throwing as many if you're throwing correctly because that's a contact pitcher right there. Sinkers are all about contact. They're gonna probably get on top of the ball a lot of times if you throw it right. So listen, Clark Schmidt can be great too. I'm hoping. And then that just leaves us with like that fifth starter for right now, which is going to be Luis Gil. And listen, Luis Gil is a great pitcher. Again, this all comes. I'm going to remember this thing from David Cohn. He said it once. Every pitcher has great stuff. You don't get to that level without having great stuff. It's a matter of having consistency and command. Okay. So and it's true. I remember reading that in his book. He said every pitcher at this level has great stuff. There is no such thing as you're going to have great stuff if you got to this level. You don't get to triple A, to single A, to even be any kind of interest as a pitcher if you don't have great stuff. The problem is that some pitchers are able to have consistency and command more so than others. and with having as along with having their stuff with it. Okay. So listen, Louis Seal has great stuff. He has great command at times. We just have to, again, see that consistency with the command. So it's going to be a real interesting start to the season. We're going to see how he plays out. Right away, we have to play the Houston fucking Astros, which, as we all know, you go in there wanting to sweep those assholes because I can't stand them. Fucking cheating little scumbags. But we'll see. We'll see, because that team is, again, as usual, always a fucking pain in the ass to play. Good thing is we don't have to worry about Verlander. But at the same time, that kind of evens out now because they don't have to worry about Cole. So it kind of fucking evens itself out. We'll see how it goes, guys. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Listen, baseball's here. It's finally here. We've waited fucking 7 months. The longest I've ever waited for baseball, because the Yankees didn't even make it to the playoffs. Usually I only have to wait till like November, December, January, and that's it. Baseball starts in February. This time we had to wait. You know, last game was like end of September or the first day of October. We had to wait October, November, December. It felt like forever. But we're finally here. We're a day away. Yankee baseball. Houston Astros in Houston tomorrow, 4 o'clock Eastern time. Let's go, Yankees!
Yankees Passion Podcast.